Welcome to Sword Radio. This is your host, Buffy St. John.
I can't stand my life. I wish I'd never been born. Why do I have to go through this? A discontentment with performance at work or marriage can spur one to try harder to seek solutions. Such discontentment can be used as a positive tool to achieve your goals or get help. Discontentment can also be used to drive us to our knees to seek God's will and make sure that we are in obedience. Once we have determined that we are where God wants us and we are still discontented, then something else is afoot. Discontentment strikes everyone, but a continued discontentment is, according to Webster's Dictionary, an uneasiness of mind, dissatisfaction. James chapter 1 verse 8 says that a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. This unease can creep through and poison every part of your life. Let's look at this dissatisfaction. In Acts chapter 9, the Saul of Tarsus was on his way to Damascus, minding his own destructive business, when he was arrested by God, thrown off his horse, and blinded. The once arrogant scholar was now being led by the hand, for his life was no longer in his control. I believe that God had to take control of Saul's out-of-control life and show him the true purpose for which he was created. Once Saul of Tarsus had an encounter with Jesus Christ, he was never the same. He became Paul the Apostle. I find it quite amusing that Paul was staying at a street called Straight, neither eating or drinking for 3 days before God sent Ananias to put hands on him that Paul may receive his eyesight. Ananias was uneasy about what God had said and sought God. Let's look at verses 13 through 16 of Acts chapter 9. Lord, Ananias answered, I have heard many reports about this man and all the harm that he has done to your saints in Jerusalem. And he has come here with authority from the chief priest to arrest all who call on your name. But the Lord said to Ananias, Go, this man is my chosen instrument to carry my name before the Gentiles and their kings and before the people of Israel. I will show him how much he must suffer for my name. Ananias obeyed. Verse 17 through 22. Then Ananias went to the house and entered it. Placing his hands on Saul, he said, Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on the road as you were coming here, has sent me so that you may see again and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Immediately, something like scales fell from Saul's eyes and he could see again. He got up and was baptized, and after taking some food, he regained his strength. Saul spent several days with the disciples in Damascus, and once he began to preach in the synagogues that Jesus is the Son of God. All those who heard him were astonished and asked, Isn't he the man who raised havoc in Jerusalem among those who called on this name? And hasn't he come here to take them as prisoners to the chief priests? Yet Saul grew more and more powerful and baffled the Jews living in Damascus by proving that Jesus is the Christ. Dissatisfaction creeps in when we try to control our circumstances. Dissatisfaction creeps in when we think we know what will make us happy. Dissatisfaction creeps in when we don't see God in everything and we attempt to have it our own way. Dissatisfaction creeps in when we are not willing to give everything to God and acknowledge that, as Paul put it, I know what it is to be in need. I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. Philippians chapter 4, verse 12. Man will always strive against God, yes, even as a Christian. Why is that? The Bible says that the things of the flesh will war against the things of the spirit. Whether directly afflicted by Satan or the corrupted sin nature that is in the flesh since the fall in the garden bubbles up, this war continues till we are face to face with the Master. How then do we live a life that is satisfied in whatever situation we find ourselves in? And is it possible? I have found that when dissatisfaction creeps in, it is usually when I'm thinking of myself, my wants, my needs. Self-absorption usually creates dissatisfaction. I don't have all the answers, but I've found that when I forget about myself, worship Christ, and go about His desires, I get pretty excited. Is it any wonder that Jesus said in John 13, verse 34, "A new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another." He knew that we were selfish and self-centered. If we could just get out of our self-absorption, we won't be entangled in dissatisfaction. It is quite difficult to think about oneself when we are basking in His presence and worship, or when He is speaking to us through His Word. It is quite difficult to think about ourselves when we are doing something for someone else or meeting a need in someone else's life. When you feel this dissatisfaction creeping in, I challenge you today to get up and see who you can bless and show Christ in you the hope of glory. You never know if the person you touch will be another Paul. Let's pray. Father God, Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit, I come with a repentant heart today before you. Forgive me of my self-absorption and selfishness. I give you my desires and trust that you know best. I bow my knee and my will to you, my Master. Please live in me in such a way as to affect change in others, that they may see your love, that they may experience you in their life and know who you are, God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, that's all the time we have. I'd love to hear from you via email, buffy@swordradio.com, or drop me a postcard to P.O. Box 1695, that's P.O. Box 1695, Springfield, Missouri, 65801. Be sure to go to www.declaretheword.com for more teachings and helps. Until next time.